This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it is time for another almanac, where we will explore the history, folklore, and nature of June. So, where does June get its name? Well, there are two main theories. Some believe it is named after Juno, the ancient Roman goddess of marriage and childbirth, and the month of June is still a popular month for weddings today. Another theory, though, believes that the name came from the Latin juvenis, meaning young people, who were celebrated at this time of year. Some of the key events in June this year include the month's full moon, named the Strawberry Moon, which will take place on the 15th of June. This is named after the peak strawberry growing season, and the 20th of June, which is the summer solstice. This welcomes the start of summer in the Northern Hemisphere, and it is the day with the most hours of daylight. People celebrate this day in a variety of different ways, and Celtic, Slavic, and Germanic people lit bonfires, intending to boost the sun's strength for the remainder of the crop season and ensure a healthy harvest. And in the modern day, many people surround the Stonehenge monument to dance and play drums to mark the sun arriving between the slivers of rock. Swedish and many northern people celebrate a solstice holiday known as Midsummer Day, which is on June the 24th. Historically, this day marks the midpoint of growing season, halfway between planting and harvest, and the night before, people celebrate with dancing, feasting, bonfires, and general merrymaking. Speaking of the growing season, what are some of the seasonal foods for this month? Well, UK strawberries will be out, along with gooseberries, raspberries, and elderflower. You could try to make a seasonal pavlova, or try brewing up your own elderflower cordial. If you're more of a savoury person, broad beans, French beans and manchetut could be used for a delicious salad this month. Many young birds will leave their nest for the first time in June as well. Blue tits, starlings and great spotted woodpeckers will begin to appear in late May and early June. The fresh fledglings will have downy feathers and will be learning how to live in the outside world without their parents, but the mother will usually be somewhere nearby keeping watch. Nightjars are active at dusk, dawn, and night. Their soft plumage means they can fly silently, and their camouflage makes them almost indistinguishable from a chunk of tree bark, perfect for nesting on the ground. Their presence is usually only noticed by their chirring song, best heard in the evening, like this. Another bird to listen out for is the spotted flycatcher. These are slender, generally pale birds that nest in woodlands, mature gardens, and in hedgerows on farmlands. And as their name suggests, they are great at catching flying insects. They build open, cup-shaped nests on ledges in and around buildings and walled gardens, as well as on creepers climbing up walls and trees. Listen out for their high-pitched call, like this. And another bird is the wood warbler. Their song sounds a bit like a coin spinning on a table, and they weigh little more than a pound coin, yet fly all the way over from Africa for breeding season. They are fairly bright yellow on top with white underneath, and to hear them, you'll need to head to Atlantic Oakwoods in the west of the UK. To learn more about birdsong and the nature you can enjoy all year round in the UK, head to the RSPB website, www.rspb.org.uk. For now, thank you for exploring the month of June with me, and I will be back for another almanac on RNIB Connect Radio in July.